It is very difficult. The thing is, being in it, the bereavement process goes on. You still deal with the bereavement. We all have to deal with that in life. It's part of life. But what is difficult is the not knowing. You know, that it's not knowing how he died, and knowing that something, you know, what happened to him before he was found. We don't know when he died. We have an idea, but we need the officials to step in to be able to help us. You know, we need an investigation, and this is we've been ignored. I mean, and we're not the only ones. I think that, you know, you know that you're not. You do have to keep your strength going. You know, you have to keep going, because I know, as Andrew's mum, that if I don't keep going, you know, it's down to the rest of the family, and they rely on me, and I've just got to remain strong, because if I don't, then I honestly don't think that, you know, that it would happen. And we need to know what happened to him, you know, because, you know, I knew what was happening to him in his life from being born. And like anyone, any loved one who dies, you've got to try and find out what happened to them. And especially if you feel that there's it's been untoward.